We're holding Erev Yom Adin, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shpet, 24 hours kimat, this is the Merv Yom Adin. One mamish bektoro, together, I'm speaking to myself, just a little bit louder. The Avodah from Rosh Hashanah, everyone knows, to be zeiche bedin, we want to be zeiche bedin, likones bedin, mus velotzes bedin. We want to be zeiche bedin. I heard today a gemara in Avodah Zarah, the gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to daven in the first 3 hours. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu learns Teir in the first 3 hours. So you're not allowed to blow shofar, and the mele, and then is Yoshev al din, so the gemara fakert, no? So daven early. So one time the Gemara says, Fakir, he's done the Olam in the first 3 hours, and then he sits and he learns. Hina mizog the Gemara, no, in the beginning when he learns, Teira is Emes, and Emes is no way to be Zeiche. It's no Rachmonis, and Emes, Teira is Emes, be the Sof. After when he starts Bedin, Bedin is no Rachmin Bedin. But in Teira is Emes, you can't, Teira is glad, you can't go Arum and Arum and Teira, it's only one way. But I want to be Masbir, Bnei Aliyah, what is Be'ikar B'Yesoide the Avodah from Rosh Hashanah? Well, some people they ask, you're allowed to do Bakoshes, you're not allowed to do Bakoshes, we're allowed to do Bakoshes. Chveist is the Teretz. Maybe in our door, that people, you know, when they don't have private Bakoshes, they don't know how to cry, so you have to let them. If not, like they don't know how to cry. Amaravad of the Machzorim don't have Bakoshes in Rosh Hashanah. What is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is Imru Lefunai Malchu Yis Kedesha Tamlichuni Aleich. The avodah is to mekabel the ribbono shel olam b'tur melech. What is the pshat to mekabel the ribbono shel olam b'tur melech? A person has to in Rosh Hashanah to come to the akore that the ribbono shel olam is melech ha'olam. What is the pshat that the ribbono shel olam is melech ha'olam? Say alemol moshul. If a person pictures himself standing near the beach, and the sand, and he looks on two little crumbs of sand. And the crumbs are fighting with each other. He minds? Promised. You mind now that in the Yamagodl, every second, thousands of little fish are eaten up? You walk on the street, some ants, someone steps on ants, bothers you? The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yachas of the Ribbono Shel Olam to this world, I'm not speaking only to this little ball that we're sitting on. The whole world that we know is Olam She'en Kedugmosoi. Chazal say, you know, Adayat, Tfochayim, in our days we know, is places they call them the black holes, you can go thousands of years of light. It's Ein Shir. This world, what we call the Yekum. The Rebbein Shalom is Lemalo Malochim, Rivivois, Elomes, Shai Elomes, we don't know Musagim. Our little place where we're standing is Ke'ain Ve'Ke'efes, it's garnished. The two little people here, it's not like one little crumb of sand when you're standing on the beach. It's a billion parts of one little sand. This is the yachas we in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And be'etzem, as if you don't care that now one, you know, 100 little baby fish were eaten and someone eat. Think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares if someone does something to someone? Some people think a roommate does epis to him. He's sure tomorrow morning Malachi Chabola will kill this roommate. He doesn't have a suffix about it. The guy is so cruel. No suffix about it. And nothing happens. You know, this lion ate the zebra in the jungle. Why nothing happened to the lion? You know, this guy stepped on 5 ants and he killed them. No, as was. No was. So what are we going to daven b'chal tomorrow? That the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the nobody to daven, and he gave me a koyach that if I daven, he'll be melech. He gave me a koyach to fix the ilamas. I'm a nobody. Nobody should be nobody. And he's masking that I can open my mouth and say, Baruch Ato Hashem, and the ilamas will change. Such a chesed she'en kedugmosa. He doesn't need it, and it doesn't make sense that he will even have isyachs used to me, but he's masking. V'aviso te'ilo mikru tzichoymer v'hiti ilosecho. It's the biggest te'il of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But he gave it the koyachas. But this is the amount that he's manic. He said today, Slifnei Hashem. This is what the goyim taught, Enosh. They believed in it. I think they are pekulsim. They talk like I'm telling you, a little crumb in the sand, so you're nice to the Ozuk's son that is Eved Hashem. Avadeh! Fakir, this is the only way that you can miyachas a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You think Kadosh Baruch Hu cares what you're doing bichlal? It's no shayches to Merida leMalchus. But we lift me'amelech. The Godless Hashem is that I'm a nobody, and He goes down and keilu I'm standing lefonov, and I'm davening as with tripsias. I'm standing lift me'amelech, and Kol Kule is listening to this little crumb. V'hita yilosecho. This is be'etzem da'akor. Shtel tzachzu, you're standing there, and He gave you the koiches to daven that is kadal v'iskadal shmei rabo. And He takes care of everything. You're nobody. He does. Alts is the Rebbeinu Shalom. And you stand there. Rebbeinu Shalom, just if you forgot my roommate, if you could take care of it, please. It's Meshuggah. Meshuggah. Someone comes to ask, but I'm allowed to ask what? You know, it's like someone pushes the train just in case. No, but just in case he doesn't remember the entire Rebbeinu. Just in case. When you come to the Akor of Malchus, even if you want to dive in private bakoshes, they don't come out. I'm saying again. We nadoir oni. That you have to daven private bakoshes and you have to be mechaven, because what we could do, that this akore of malchias, maybe you could get to it a couple of minutes on Rosh Hashanah. We're not holding it that madrege. And when we daven private things, we cry and we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is be'etzem da'avodas ha'tfila alamol. So when I'm speaking against it, I don't mean not to do it. Avada, we need to do it because we smaller should be smaller. But not because be'etzem Hashem needs it. This means Anshik Nes HaGdolo never had the shaykhs to that. This is the Aleph Da'avoideh of Malchias. Said over, had a neighbor that his daughter was burned. Three kids that were burned in a plane from Chicago. The grandfather took them in a plane, and the plane was burned. And standing the Levaya was Rosh Chodesh Av. And the father was standing, and the father said he wants to say over the last phone call that his daughter called him. She called him and she said, Tai, no. Zayda wants me to come in the private jet with him, but you told me Rav Shlomo Zalman said you're not allowed to fly in 9 days, so I'm not going on. Told him, that is machlekes, you know, the Zayda doesn't understand, Rav Shlomo Zalman, people are makel, you know, maybe private jet is different, go with him, machlekes, machlekes. She called again, half an hour later, Tati, you know, the Maizah is dangerous, Rav Shlomo Zalman said. I said, go. After 2 hours, they called him, you know, the plane went on fire, nothing is left. They only could have dented with the teeth. They could find out, you know, nothing is left, only the teeth. That they could be marking who she is. So the father said, in the same plane was another grandson. Three granddaughters and a grandfather, they were burned, nothing is left. The grandson, when the plane broke, he flipped out, fell on a tree in the grass, and he's living in Ganson, yeah. So out of the hospital last week, he said, the plane, nothing is left. Nothing. But if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, he takes out a person and he's alive. So I know that my daughter had to be burned. Had another daughter that was already in the plane. She was in the runway. She got very scared. She started to panic. They didn't have a prayer. They had to stop and take her out. And you know, a type of a kid is to go in such a plane. You know, and the Gan says, the whole year she was waiting to go into this plane. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, He takes you out. And the one that has to be in, He pulls you and He puts you in, even if He doesn't want to go in. So what I will complain, but I don't know that the Ribbono Shel Olam did it to me. I know. So Chzog ain kelekeinu. This was his levay. This was his esped. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in, because the ones that he didn't want, he made him to go out. And the one, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He does everything. If a person believes in Rosh Hashanah, all this from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo yehulenu velo yezikenu echod me'anivroim zulosi aboire. Avade, when you believe like that, in Rosh Hashanah you run to learn. Chosh, when you're in that akore, yeah, but I'm reading now. But you know that there's not what he wants. About it. You can't live in that, yeah, but I like to eat and drink and have a good suda here and a good suda there. Tzach mezeev metoichoi. Tzach mezeev metoichoi. Tzach mezeev metoichoi. You mischar so much averis, I'm amish disbehave. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam is masking that if I'll behave, Elo Elo Ma'emes, He will pit me, you know, the nobody, I will not be disappeared like one of the fish. I will be epes, so for sure I want it. And I didn't behave like that, I'm so embarrassed. Azei charote, kol kuli mole busha v'chlimo. Kol kuli mole busha tshuva tfilo tzaka, I will do a sach tshuva, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me a sach tshuva, I will fix, I will be toir lefonecho. But this is the avoid of the Malchias. Avada, when you say the Pesukim of Malchias, this is the time to be Mizboina, to come to that Akore. It's the Pesukim of Malchias. This is the Iker time that you do it when Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Imloch, to come to this Akore. Avada, the Yetzer is very stark. Sometimes when you come to this Akore and you start to picture the world, you know, in Milo Shemon Esra, you could get, I'm saying, Dibotek and Egri Tzahore. But mainly, you have to know to do it in the right amount. But to come to that Akore of Melech, that if someone will do something to you, Rosh Hashanah, they say, Chavis Alvovis brings down, that was a chassid, that was in a boat, and someone was mamish, you know, was doing tzrochim on him. And the chassid didn't mind. So they asked the chassid, why you don't mind? He said, the Rebbein Shel Olam send him. Chazal say, Shimi ben Geiro was Mikalel David HaMelech. So the people of David wanted to kill Shimi. Omar ho Eloikim, Omar lo Yikalel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to Mikalel. Why are you angry? I'm not angry. I'm not angry at him. Ho Eloikim, Omar lo Yikalel. Why I'll be angry? It's not ho Eloikim, Omar lo Yikalel. Chazal say, Ba'oiso Shor Nase David, Regel Revi Lemerkova. Tehilim Alts. He was Makir, ho Eloikim, Omar lo Yikalel. Why I'm upset? It's not the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I like him, Amalei Kalel. So why I'm upset? What I'm worried about? What I'm worried about? This is Be'etzim Da'avoid of Rosh Hashanah. When a person is Makir in Malchus Hashem, he takes care of everything. He doesn't need, you don't know what is good for you. He doesn't need you to remind him. After all the Bakoshes is only Akorah. I heard from Reb Chatzkel. It says in the Gemara that was no rain. So Reb Chir was Gozar Tainis. So he asked, they said if Rabbi Gozar Tainis, they said if Reb Chiya and Bonav will daven, rain will come. So Eliyahu HaNavi was Megale to Rabbi, so they called Reb Chiya and Bonav, and they started to daven. Omar Mashi V'ruach, Ose Ruche. Moir Yidah Geshem, Ose Mitre. Boi Lemeim HaMechaya Meisim. Omar Man Gol HaRaze LeBonai, Eliyahu, the Gemara said, they hit him in Shishim, Maklish and fire. They told him, you have to stop the davening. He got dressed up like a bear from fire, and he was running around, and the tefillah was in his battle. You know, the kids think, you yell, Mashiv, and the rain comes. We know, Vesein Talamotach is the place that the rain comes. So what the Shaykh is, he said, Mashiv, Ruach was winding, Merid HaGeshem. So Reb Chatzkel, you don't have to ask from Hashem. When you makir in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it happens. If you would say, Mechayim Meisim, it would happen. In a lower generation, when we are, how you feel, Ashgocha, when you ask from someone, it means you believe that he's the one that can give. This is the way we live the whole year. So we have to ask. So by us, when we say the same talumot, then Hashem gives the rain. Reb Chiya and Bonav, when they said Mashi v'ruach, they believed in Bo'ro Olam, everything happened. Rosh Hashanah is that tchila. This is the avoda sayoyim. This is the avoda sayoyim. I'm saying again, not to take away from all the other things that everyone tells you to do. But you're already older bochim, you're already choshev guys. This, you have to know what is the avoda sayoyim. And this stems, the whole sidur, it stems from the whole avoda. Zochinu lechaim, melech chofetz b'chaim. Amar Yedavim. Why? Lazarus Rutzin, you say B'sherish. If you look at B'sherish, you say B'sherish. The whole time, you say Shema Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah, what you mechaven? You say Hashem, to be Meisr Nefesh. When you say Aleinu L'Shabeach. To be Meisr Nefesh. Alevai, Alevai would be Eichet Timtza, I'll be Meisr Nefesh, I'll be Dovuk. Shneiman spoke yesterday in Yeshiva. No, not Bochim asked to understand what he said. He said the same Yisoid. He said in his way. Like, you know, he came home 15 minutes, they don't know what happened here. He said, Ein Zach. He was asking, Kishboch was Rachmim Bedin, Rachmim Bedin. He said, what is the Rachmim? Look how much Yisurim we have. Does this Rachmim? He said, Anum Rishon, was Zeiche Bedin. What was Zeiche Bedin? Niknas Olav Mise, and Lederis everyone died. Bezeh HaPechot Eich HaLechem, and this is the Rachmim. And Anum Rishon fasted 120 years after the Chet. So yeah, this is the Rachmim. Because the Tachlis is, Lehenis Beziv Shechinosoi. And if Hashem doesn't give you the punishment, you're not Binene. Please Hashem, give me more Yisurim. No, we don't have the Yisurim v'chalayim roim. Please, if you can do it, but if not, kill me, do everything to me. I'll be near you. If I have to suffer from now forever, and then I'll be alevai, please do it. No, we don't have it, please, you know. V'lo yadei Yisurim v'chalayim roim. But this is Rachmi. This was the whole Shmuz Be'etzim he was trying to explain. The Tachlis is Le'idobik B'ziv Shechinosoi. This is Elul, this is Rosh Hashanah. The Tachlis is not this or that. Avada Hashem, it's hard for me. So, give me Ziyad HaNishmai that will not disturb me, or to take it away from me. I don't know how. I want Ritzineinu Lasis Ritzinecho. Ritzineinu Lavik Lefonecho. Ritzineinu Lavik Lefonecho. We want to be close to you. We want to Avid Hashem. We want to Mishtach with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. If a person is Mechavin, it's the Herrsh Tezach. Then we have the Avoid of Shoifres. There's a little bit of Yisoid, but it's two Zachen in Shoifres. It's a lot in the Sidurim, it's a lot of Kavonis. But the Kavonah Pshuto is, Bishas the first Kiyah, a person thinks that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the person with an Neshama Tohira with Arda Chet. And Bishvorim Truah, a person thinks that he's Nislach Lech Bechet. Shvorim a little bit and Truah much more. And in that time he has Charoteh. Bizoyan, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you gave me a neshama. You don't need to. You're so big. And you gave me a neshama, k'doisha v'tahira, that I could pay a leilames. And it's nislachachti. I'm so sorry about it. I'm mizbayish, and b'ez Hashem, I'll fix it. And I could shbokh give me siyata nishmaya tkiyo, to be again, korif to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to miskara to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. This is the kavonas apshutas. Avadi, you have to mechaven to hold in the siddur, and to mechaven. This is one kavona apshuto. And the second kavona to mechaven Yitzchok Avinu, the Akedah Zecher to the Akedah, that I mask him to be Meisar Nefesh. Person has to know, a lot of people are masking to Meisar Nefesh. What Meisar Nefesh is masking? To jump off the roof, L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to stay with his chavrusa, even though he's a bissel shvach, to help him, someone yells on you, not to fight back. No, that Meisar Nefesh nish to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To wake up 7 o'clock, no, Hashem, I can't. You want to kill me? Meisar Nefesh. Mask him, Rosh Hashanah. But I'm planning to get up 8 o'clock. No, Mesirus Nefesh. I will not eat so much food, Rosh Hashanah. No, Mesirus Nefesh, kill me, Hashem Shamayim. I'll be, just another ice cream. Where's Mesirus Nefesh? A person has to think, and one Mesirus Nefesh that he's masking to do to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A small Mesirus Nefesh. Even that has a mitzvah, not a whole year. That he knows that it's right, and he will do Hashem to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because he wants to do Nachas Ruach Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He wants to do Nachas Ruach Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Now, a person has to know this avoida is not an easy avoida. And I'm saying again, I'm only speaking to chaverim. I'm not speaking here al tzemusa shmuz. I'm speaking to myself. What I found, when you're tired, it's hard to learn. As I could see before, yeah. But another, it's hard to daven. It's hard to daven. It's hard to daven when you're tired. It's very hard. Pesukah de Zimra don't go, Shmoneh Esra doesn't go. Ein Leil Rosh Hashanah, I try to sleep 8 hours. Erev Rosh Hashanah, I go to sleep. Again, and that's being a problem that we'll sleep, and then we'll sleep also Rosh Hashanah, yeah? Sometimes the Yitzhak says, sleep now, he'll take care of you later. I'm speaking of someone that could really be controlled about himself. If you're not tired, you daven. Oleinu l'shabeach la'adoin hakol, shelo yosonu kegoy ha'arotzois, shelo yisomonu. You know, I could be born by a goyish family, and gomish, I'll be like a piece of fish. Shelo yisom chalkeinu kohen, shem mishtachri, v'anachnu koirim, u'mishtachri, v'moidim, v'nin melech malch, ha'alochim, shu neit ha'shomayim, such ashreinu, matayim chalkeinu, ribayinu shelo ilom. And mamash, I could have been born by a goyish family. You would not punish me, I'll be a tinnish and nishba. But I'll be like a fish, I'll disappear in the end. And you will beichel me. How I could thank you? You don't need me, and you decided, it's chazai shakeach. Oleinu l'shabeach. It's the akdomet ha'malchiyas. It's the akdomet ha'malchiyas. You say it. You get up in the morning, Adon Ilom, Hashem Molach, Vehu Hoyo, Vehu Hoyve, Vehu Yeh, B'Sifaro. You don't need all these forim. Avada, I'm saying again, a Shvach Adoir needs, because they don't have help. A person just says the words, and he says them slowly. The words that you don't understand, you go by it, but Niyad is words that you understand. It's full. It's full. It's full. The tefillah is full. You have to say it slowly, deep and slowly. If you're tired, it doesn't go. The Yitzhak now makes you to be tired. Second thing is to be mitaych Torah. Torah is the zgula for everything. Person stops. There's no more friends. There's no more people. Just cut away yourself from the world now. Biznoch Hashanah. Biznoch Shabbos Tshuva. Sitting and learning. Not schmoozing too much, not reading too much. Isaac and Teiro, Chazer, Ulin Shlichas, Ulin Shlich et Varavere, two sugyas. Now we have Shlich Nasehei, the next year, I don't have to finish here also, basically, you know how some Gedali will do it exactly. It was then. Be Chazer, Chazer the Pkis. You take on. Mitoich Teiro. Teiro gives Siyata Dishmaye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He gave us Rosh Hashanah because he wants us to be Matzliach. He wants. But you have to give a push. You have to give a push. The Yitzhak is very stark. A Bochum will prepare himself exactly. Hashem will send him a guy near him and davening that will make noises. Yeah? That will spoil his whole Rosh Hashanah. I know it's from you. Yeah? Nothing more to do about it. You're allowed to do Ishtadlis, but I know it's from you. This is my Nisoyin. I will pass Rosh Hashanah anyways. he will cancel your meal the last minute. He has different ways to make it to spoil it for you. But you're ready. I know I'm a kabbal, I'm working, everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when a person comes with such a feeling, with such a argoshe, to the Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu could give everything. He doesn't need no help. He doesn't need no help. No help. He doesn't need. Say over a maise. I was a kid, they said over. There's a lot of nuschos. That once was a yid. It was a gvir adir, gvir adir. And you know, he was speaking with a Talmid Chacham. He spoke, but you know, even if Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish the whole world, you know, will take time. So, well, I have hundreds of houses, you know. So, yeah, the world could have an earthquake. Yeah, but you know, I have hundreds of boats. Could be tsunamis. You know, thousands of people owe me money, but they could die. But I own this and I own that. Mekitzur. So he went to his rabbi, and the rabbi told him, you don't believe in mashpil gain? He said, listen, I know, but we'll take him time. He could kill me. I know he's strong. He could kill me. But chutz from that, I'm telling you, it has to take weeks till I will lose all my money. In the middle of the night, a person had him, he got up, and he had a yitzahor to shmatzach. So he went over to the pub, to the guy. He said, I want to fire, to the galach, I want to shmatzach. The galach said, listen, in the middle of the night, we can't. He said, okay, tomorrow morning, call the... He told me, I know, you're chashev yid. I'll call everyone. Tomorrow morning, you're not coming. We'll have a bizyanus. You know, I know you didn't. You wanted to tell everyone that you wanted to shmat. Tomorrow morning, you're saying, you never came to me. Write me a shtar that if you don't come tomorrow morning, all of your money all over the world belongs to me. So he signed the shtar, gave him the shtar. Because on the way back home, Peter, you know, his ruach roh goes away. All the money, chvil nishmatzach, b'shum pani weiv. Because he's run to his rabbi, you know. I made a mistake. Now you believe the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashal the game. So I believe it, but give me a tshuva for the Averis. Do tshuva that you didn't believe the Ribbono Shel Olam could do everything. And go home and you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Magbiah Shefalim. He's in the way home, he sees the house of the Galach burns up with fire. Nothing is left, including the paper. Everything is burned. So what is this message of the story? What is the message of the story? We have alamol asoges. We think HaKadosh Baruch Hu only could help in the way we see things. This he could help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mani, he's kol yochi. He's kol yochi. And what he doesn't do, it's because it's good for us. We believe that this is the avoida. It's 2 days. People ask alamol, why Yom Kippur is not before Rosh Hashanah? If they know the avon, it's nishken kasha bichlal. After a person is in such a matter, tshuva gate afus. Tshuva gate so easy. You have to be reminding yourself. This is the avoda sayyim. This is the avoda sayyim. And Be'ezus Hashem, if we'll be mischazik together, and the emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a Lashon HaToivo, a Torah Dikah Lashon HaToivo, a Tzloch Dikah Lashon HaToivo, and Be'ezus Hashem will wax and wax, and will be zeicha l'as v'srotzen Hashem be'emes.